Good day, I'm Anjui James-Soyez with JIS Midday News for Friday, October 7. Coming up, government projects expansion of economy over the medium term. Jamaica Fire Brigade to get two new trucks and repairs to Constant Spring Road Bridge to be completed by Monday. The details after this message.
I remember when I didn't like school and Mommy used to have to wake me up.
Tabla, hurry up. You're going to be late for school.
Hey, now that I have a tablet, you don't need to wake me up. I use my tablet for all kinds of cool stuff. I use my tablet to read books. I use my tablet to learn about history and science. I use my tablet to help with my homework. I even use it to talk to my daddy at work. Hello, Daddy!
Learning is easy and fun with a tablet. Take care of your tablet. Use it wisely.
Now the news. The bridge on Constant Spring Road in the vicinity of the Marketplace complex in St. Andrew is closed to vehicular traffic to facilitate emergency road repairs. The area was closed at 4 p.m. on Thursday to repair a collapsed sewer line that caused sections of the road to cave in. Corporate Public Relations Manager at the National Water Commission, Charles Buchanan, says work is expected to be completed in another 3 days.
They're in the process of seeking to plug a manhole to stop the flow of sewage into the area, and they expect to continue with the process of replacing the length of pipe in that particular area. We still are working with the commitment that we will do everything we possibly can to be able to return traffic to the area for Monday morning.
In the meantime, the Jamaica Constabulary Force is advising the public that arrangements have been made to reduce traffic during the closure as motorists are diverted from the site of the roadwork. The government has signed a near $1 million contract with Rosenbauer in Wyoming for the acquisition of two new trucks for the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB. The units are slated to arrive on the island by next year and will be built in the United States at the facilities of Rosenbauer America. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says this is just one area in which the operations of the JFB will be improved over the next year.
This is the start of a number of improvements of Jamaica. So it's an honor and a privilege, and today the country is two trucks better off than we were the day before.
The contract was signed at the ministry's head office on October 6 by Commissioner of the Jamaica Fire Brigade Errol Mort and Director of Rosenbauer Julian Templer. Other improvements for the Jamaica Fire Brigade include the start of works on one of three new fire stations to be constructed in St. James, St. Thomas and St. Mary, as well as the acquisition of safety and security gear. The government is projecting that the country's macroeconomic outlook will remain positive with an anticipated expansion in the economy over the medium term. This according to an interim report of the 2016-17 fiscal policy paper tabled in the House of Representatives by Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw. The government is forecasting average growth in real gross domestic product GDP of 2.6% over the next 4 years. Inflation is expected to increase but will stabilize within the 5 to 5.5% range in the medium term. The current account deficit is also expected to remain relatively low, averaging about 4.2% of GDP over the 2016-17 to 2019-20 financial years. Meanwhile, economic prospects for the second quarter of the current financial year ending September 2016 are positive. Real GDP is projected to be within 0.5 and 1.5%. And British Minister of State for the Commonwealth and the United Nations, Baroness Annerley, says there is a clear sign that the major contributors to air pollution are now committed to a sustainable and low-carbon future. She says countries including the world's largest emitters of greenhouse gases, China and the United States, have agreed to accountability through the Paris Agreement on Climate Change.
This agreement makes a real sign that we have turned the corner in our journey towards a sustainable and low carbon future. Countries will now have to come together regularly to review all of our climate plans.
Baroness Annerley was addressing the annual Shevening Lecture Series. The Paris Agreement signed last December brings all nations into a common cause to undertake efforts to combat climate change and to adapt to its effects with enhanced support for developing countries in this regard. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James-Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.